You are now listening to Nerd Rage Radio with Bobby Skullface and Adam Russman. This podcast is intended for mature audiences only and may not fit with your sensitive sensibilities. You may be a victim of meaningless outrage, or you may, in fact, be a big ninny pants. If this is the case, please feel free to turn it off now. This is no country for ninny pants. So crack open the Mountain Dew. Make sure the cheese doodles are super fresh. We're in your mother's basement. It's Nerd Rage Radio.
And welcome to episode 118. I'm your host, Henry Jones Sr.
And I'm Russell Skullface. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to start off by saying I'm going to need all of you to go to the Patreon and just donate. Donate a dollar. Nothing's wrong with these guys. They're all fine. What's not fine is their childhoods. They're scarred and deformed.
Except on me.
I can't. I'm doing it. Welcome to episode 118. I just fucked it up.
You did.
The whole show's ruined.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving special, episode 118.
You guys aren't even sauced yet.
I know.
Are we drinking tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get that cray cray.
Are you working tomorrow?
I am.
Oh, Yikers Island.
Yeah. And then, but I am getting fucking stupid tomorrow. Meeting up with a group of people after work.
What people?
Getting stupid.
Moppers?
No. Just friends. Frederick friends.
What Frederick friends? What Frederick friends?
You don't know anything about me, Mr. Smarty Face.
Beer and Bolter friends?
No, just some like,
You have other friends?
High school people I haven't seen for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. You're weird. White people stuff.
How did that happen?
Hit me up. Hey, man, you want to get together and have some drinks?
Just randomly?
Uh-huh.
Just, we haven't spoken in a while. I want to get together and have some drinks.
There you go.
What? Am I the weird one? I would hit the ignore button.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I probably would too. Well, I'd have to frisk them before I went to any fucking place with them anyway.
Well, I mean, people who know me and but Pamela as well.
You know, hot chicks?
School with. Huh?
Hot chicks?
Yeah.
Okay. That's on.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah, that's all you had to say.
Why is that secretive?
I didn't know that was just a relative piece of information.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I could tell there was something.
Good friends.
I could tell there was something with it. Yeah, you made it. So it was one friend.
Oh, friends.
Huh?
Friends.
It's multiple friends.
Multiple friends. Probably seven.
Seven friends?
Six, seven.
How many hot chicks?
Dude, fucking orgy. That's where I'm going to. Orgy on Friday.
Wow.
Super orgy. Don't be jelly, bro.
I would love that. I can't.
I had an orgy before he came.
There's a dude to chick ratio. It's going to be like at most three dudes to a chick.
I got to work the next day.
No. Negative Ghost Rider.
More than three dudes to a chick?
One dude?
One chick.
One dude.
Oh, all chicks.
Are these
that's a good ratio.
Are these Bapam friends?
They're joint friends.
Whose friends were they first?
Mine.
And then you introduced
them?
They went
to school with Pam.
He doesn't want to say what it is, whatever it is. He doesn't want to say. Which makes me smell some funny business. Maybe some horse shit.
Oh, there's no horse shit. There's no horse shit. Got the kids getting babysit and everything.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm not saying that you're not mean. I'm saying that there's something horse shitty about the circumstances.
Why is it horse shitty?
Well, they went to high school with her, but I was friends with them first.
Yeah, I worked with them.
Where at?
Weiss.
We is Markets?
Yes, I haven't been in one of those forever.
Yeah. Back in the day. I was the only person from my school that worked there. Everybody else worked at Pam's school. That's kind of how we met.
Nice.
Through those group of people.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
How was your nerd week?
It's not very well. It's super nerdy in regards to reading and like studying some shit.
Actual nerd stuff.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. I might be going back to school.
Yeah, you were saying that recently.
Yeah. Like,
it's always good to finish what you start. Like there is a self rewarding aspect to that.
Well, it's interesting. There's a school that basically, because of my work experience, I can just write papers. That's all I'll be doing.
Yeah.
Just like in like a year and a half, I'll have my degree done. Just writing papers.
Just writing the word paper on paper.
As much as I want.
As much as you want. Like Bart Simpson on the chalkboard. Yeah.
They don't even really care what is in the paper, just as long as I pay. As long as I pay the paper.
Yeah.
And then I'm good.
So are you going to frame your Phoenix Institute?
No.
Fry?
But they are.
I never thought I could be a dentician.
But they are going to send me the pink socks to wear. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, bro. I did watch BVS Ultimate Edition with the kids last night. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hey, are we going to see – and dude, I'm like – I don't know about you guys, but everybody I talk to about Justice League is super excited about it.
It's been positive. Yeah, I haven't really positive. I haven't talked to anybody. I haven't talked to anybody that's like, oh my god, my favorite film of all time.
Yes.
But I haven't talked to anybody that's like trash.
Everybody's like, it was awesome. Like, they're surprised.
I'm getting a lot of like, it was good.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a lot of it's awesome. I'm just being honest. Yeah. I'm getting like even Mickey, who's.
Oh, do you have the little?
I talked to him last night. We had a great show.
Good. I wish you'd be there, man. I was fucking out.
All good. We had a great show. I kept trying to tell him, like they kept acting like you were going to show up. I was like, "What planet are you guys living on?" He's not coming. Like he's but I was talking to them, even Mickey. Mickey loves everything.
Yeah.
You know, he even he was like, "Look, it's really good."
Yeah.
Like, but you know, but it's all I'll take the positive. You know what else I've been thinking about regarding Justice League? Slight spoiler, but it's 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
You know what I love the most about it?
What's that?
Lois was the key.
Yes. It's funny that you said that.
Had that not happened, Superman would have killed the Justice League.
Yes.
And that would have been the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You kind of stole my thunder because I watched BVS.
Sorry.
Now I don't know where to go. Where do we go from here?
Sorry, but like
now
yeah,
all my insights of
and I want that. I want that 3-hour Snyder cut. I want Snyder to step back in and take the reins, and I want Jose out of here.
Yes. All right. So I went back and watched BVS with the kids because they're like, "Hey, can we go see Justice League today?" And I was about to take him because I've been excited about it. Everybody I talked to has been really positive, and I was like, "Well." No, have you seen BVS? You haven't seen BVS yet? I didn't know. And so we're watching BVS, and in like the very first 5 minutes, I had to like tell them what happened at Man of Steel because they forgot about that as well. So going back and watching BVS, it does become like the Empire Strikes Back of the trilogy thus far.
Uh-huh.
Like I really feel that way. And I don't
– okay.
The Ultimate Edition. Like I'm not trying to glorify it past any more that I've glorified it, but like – when you have the two end caps of like the hope and positivity and seeing something that you had never seen before with Superman, which I do feel like Man of Steel captured that.
I do too, but I feel like that didn't resonate for general audiences.
It did not.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
And so like I'm like and then I after we finished watching it, which I wasn't gonna watch it with him, I was just gonna play it and then go and paint Joe's models.
Mm-hmm.
And again, haven't been able to not I worked on him a little bit yesterday. And I sat, like, aren't you going to watch it with us? Like, I'll sit down for a little bit. And, like, I was in it, bro. Like, and I was like, oh, shit, this makes sense now. Like, all that, all of the destruction of the planet. Like, Like, in the, like, my new theory is that they brought Superman back to life. And he's fucked. Right? And he kills the Justice League.
Except for Flash and Batman.
No, oh, I don't know. We don't know.
Because Batman's still around the trench.
Yeah.
And Flash has to go back through time to reach him.
Maybe, but we don't know when. Yeah, perhaps. But what ends up happening, I think, is Steppenwolf does get the Mother Box. After Superman kills the Justice League, and Steppenwolf is doing it, Superman kills him too. So the Apocalypse symbol and the death of the planet is not because Apocalypse won. I think that Superman came, killed Steppenwolf, and took over everything. Like the parademons, everything. Like he is running shit. Darkseid is not in the picture. The reason why the planet is destroyed and not terraformed is because whatever Steppenwolf was doing did not finish. You know?
I'm okay with that.
And then Batman not having Lois, not knowing Lois was the key, just escaped that interaction with Superman, bringing him back. So, which I think was cool, which makes me want to see, because I know that nightmare scene is supposed to be in the fucking Snyder Cut. So it makes me want to see that even more. But then I went back and watched Justice League on a bootleg. I'm going to go take the kids to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's fucking awesome. Like even the moustache.
You have a few questions?
Yeah, moustache, you have a few questions. Like, I can get over it. I can, like...
Yeah, like I said, it didn't bother me.
I can get over it. Yeah, like, I'm looking for it, you know?
Right.
But, dude, that like...
I think that's what it was for me. I made a conscious effort not to look for it.
Yeah. I know you.
No, I know you.
I remember you.
Yeah, 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 that's it. And then, like, he just, oh, fuck, it's so fucking good, man. You won't be, you did this. I had, you know, no, he's like, oh, you did this. You won't let me live. You won't let me die. I had to. The world needs you. And, like, you can see, he looks down, and he's still trying to process, and he's like, but does it need you? Tell me.
See, the tell me do you bleed is fine,
dude.
But it's not, like, I almost feel like it's stronger to have just been like, does it need you?
Yeah, no, I hear you, but I'll tell you.
I almost feel like the tell me do you bleed is the setup for a joke. You know, it's the setup for, and it's not that I dislike the line, but I think I dislike the, oh, I'm definitely bleeding somewhere. I dislike that.
Well, that was after,
right,
you know.
But I feel like that is the reason why that's there, personally.
I think that the, something's definitely bleeding, what he says like after Lois comes, whatever. But like every, like, cause I was on Facebook, YouTube, like looking for clips of it, and every bootleg clip, the audience loses their fucking mind when he says that. Mm-hmm. And it gets that reaction. Everybody's like,
oh, that's good.
Oh shit. You know,
but for me, it's that, does it need you?
Yeah.
Because that's some real shit.
That's some true shit. I mean, it's like, but like, that's the part that's for DC fans.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything else is for the general audience.
I agree.
It's a tie back, you know,
I agree.
The tie back
and
everything. So there is, you know, going back and watching again, there is some, like, I believe in truth. I'm also a big fan of justice. A little over the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's like, I work with children. You know, a little over the top.
Yeah,
like,
you just
got together.
It's that same shit, I have a complaint.
Like, Thor's on 31st Street. He didn't even invite me.
Yeah, you know, it's that
same shit. I don't, like, you guys haven't earned that shit.
I agree.
Now, by Avengers 2, language, you kiss your mother in that mouth,
that works.
Yeah,
that I agree.
That banter works because they've earned it.
Yep.
So,
totally with you.
But, dude, yeah, I love it. I love it. I am okay if they choose, like, we will talk about this a little bit later, if they choose Jake Gyllenhaal to be Batman from now on, like, he takes the reins. Like, I'm okay with it.
I feel like I want it to be done in Flashpoint, though.
I mean, I would prefer it that way. You know, I would prefer, but, like,
They can do it without, because I don't, like, the Flash is supposed to come before Batman, right?
Yes.
So, they could do it, and it could be seamless, and Ben Affleck could step away. You know, and it's fine.
Even they could do...
Yeah, Ben Affleck in Flash, and he doesn't have to sign on for another movie. Fix it in Flash. Done.
Or they can even do the Batman with Jake Gyllenhaal as a younger
version. Sure. I'm okay with that, too. But, I kind of want somebody to somebody to buy in.
I want to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Thomas Wayne, as Batman in Flashpoint.
But, you know,
like,
Flash is now on hold.
Oh, really?
Because it bombed. I mean, Justice League bombed. It has to do $700 million to break even.
Yeah, I don't think it bombed yet. Because they even said there was another article that, like, it's had some good weekday bumps.
Good.
They weren't expecting.
But the weekend, it bombed its opening weekend.
It did. It didn't meet the. Didn't bomb. It's supposed to make $100 million the opening weekend. It made 91.
No, 103 to 111 was their estimation.
Yeah. It made 91.
That's why I asked.
But, like,
you guys posted the thing.
It's the lowest opening DC movie so far.
Yes.
Like, yes. And it's the Justice League.
I hear you.
Like, it is a failure for opening weekend.
Yes, it did not meet.
And I think they have their goddamn selves to blame.
I think there's the Ben Affleck sexual assault thing.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't hear much about that at all.
Dude, that, like,
I think it's the executives.
I've heard about that. I've heard people even worried about that. I think that there is something going on with companies like Rotten Tomatoes that are giving Justice League a war. Because even in the office yesterday,
mm-hmm.
like I heard, and it's crazy. I heard there's a woman in my office. She's like 55 years old. You know, took her kids to see it, and she was talking about, like, are we talking about Justice League? She's like, oh, it was awesome. I loved it. She said, I took the kids to see it, and I was blown away. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that was in there, he's really into comic book stuff. He's like, oh, man, is it good? I wasn't going to see it. I heard it was bad. Is it good? And then she's like, it was awesome. I was like, it was really good.
But
I was like, dude, there's parts in it that, like, if you're a fan, he's like, I am a fan, but, like, I didn't really like – I liked the first Superman movie. I didn't really like the second one. I was like, did you see the Ultimate Edition? He's like, no.
Yeah, that's mine.
He's like,
sounds
I
like
love,
my life.
He's like, I love Wonder Woman was good, but I thought Suicide Squad was stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, dude, it's good.
I have that exact same conversation with the world, with the exception of I tend to find that people love Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
you know, for whatever reason. Yeah. Like, that's just, I'm like, ugh. And then it makes me upset. They're like, I can't, they're like, I can't be bothered to watch 3 hours of Batman vs. Superman. I couldn't even watch 2 hours of Batman vs. Superman. And then I'm like, but you like Suicide Squad? You need to reassess. But I'm also finding that people aren't seeing Thor.
Really?
Yeah, like, I am finding, just in terms of my reaching out to people, talking to people, coming into contact casually, there's superhero fatigue.
That might be the case. We it's funny, we talked about Thor. She's like, I saw Thor, but it was like a comedy. Like, it wasn't like, I didn't like it as much. I thought it was goofy. That she's like, it was fun, but it was goofy. And she's like, this Justice League is a better movie than Thor. And I was like, you know, the problem is, it's like, Thor is such a comedy, it's hard to compare and contrast. I really feel it's like apples and oranges.
To me, I think Justice League is better than Thor, but I think Justice League is better than Thor because I think there's fucking 30% of Thor that has nothing to do with Thor.
Maybe.
You know, like,
yeah,
so I just,
if you,
yeah.
If you cut the movie down, it would actually be better.
Yeah, like, yeah, if they cut all that World War Hulk shit, I mean, Planet Hulk shit out, like, I get it.
It's a lot of the stupid jokes.
No, not that. It's just that I get it. It's fun, but it has nothing to do with the story.
Yeah.
Zero. The story is about Hela coming back, explaining Hela and her origins with Odin, explaining how Odin isn't the saint we all thought he was, what that means to being the ruler of Asgard, what that means to Thor, Eisenberg, and then him taking over and becoming the king, like really stepping into that role. Like, that's what that movie is about.
Yeah.
The Hulk, nothing to do with it. It's a complete distraction. So I don't think that movie works. I think that's my main problem. Like, the comedy problem that I have with that movie is second. The problem that I have with Thor is that plot-wise, it doesn't work.
Is it ice cream on pizza?
In a way. Yeah.
They
should have committed to one or the other.
Loki and Thor interaction happens in the Planet Hulk part, right?
Yes, but that but
it was
Planet
like kind of like
but Planet Hulk is about Hulk.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, there were parts in there that I wouldn't want cut out, just like the some of the conversations between Thor and
what he's saying, Joe, is that, like,
it was made different.
You could put that someplace else, and it doesn't rely on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you have a valid point.
The plot points of that happened, but the family moments, the character moments, they could have happened.
Well, you know what's funny? Yeah. There's that scene I just remembered where, this is interesting. Remember that, like, it was like a sneak peek where Banner's running through the woods and he's being chased, and they're on, like, a Asgardian planet in the woods, and, like, the whole Asgard team is fighting, and all of a sudden they hear the Hulk transform and, like, run through the trees, like, in a forest. There's that sneak peek scene that came out like a year ago.
They changed a lot of stuff.
Just like where the hammer was broken, it's like a completely different place.
Oh yeah, that was.
And I think that the Planet Hulk shit in that movie is awesome.
You would have missed the Rock guy. You love the Rock guy.
He's my favorite character in the movie. He's my favorite character in the movie.
Least favorite director.
That's the ironic nature of life. But I think that his voice is perfect for that character. Like, it's because
Cody would have done it
because it's so jarring.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's
taking the road less traveled. Like, the obvious voice is, get out of here, you young. But it's not that. And that's what makes it interesting. Yeah. It's like K2SO.
It's a
you know, like, K2SO, you expect to be very robotic. You know, go to the just in the way he looks. And he has a very, like, almost like Electric Boogaloo, you know, like, kind of vibe about him.
Nice,
but
nice pop snap there.
But he talks like a human. And that's what makes him interesting.
Lock and pop. Lock and pop.
Did you know that was me? Did you know that wasn't me? but like I don't know, I just think that I would have signed me up for a Thor Planet Hulk.
Yeah,
sign me up for that movie. Yeah. And sign me up for Thor Ragnarok,
two separate movies. Yeah.
So I will say this, going back and watching Justice League again, the anticipation of it being bad, like the poisoning of the well that already happened when I started seeing the movie, got me in like this unguarded, like, oh, I don't like this, oh, I don't like this. Rewatching it and knowing where it's going to go,
fine.
I'm like, great.
Okay.
It's great.
That's
everything's
good.
Great.
And I want to watch it. Like, that's how I was with Wonder Woman. Like, I told you, when I went and took the girls to see the movie theater, and I enjoyed it much more the second time around.
Because
I didn't have any stress of worrying about whether or not it was trash.
You had to mustache it.
Yeah. Dude, that
Not DC for nothing. And the Mustaches.
DC and the Mustaches is a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. They need to get a hold of it. Yeah. But I
dude, who put the giant mustache on the Nerd Rage page?
That's great. Dude, I've been saving it since last week. But
I just got it now. It all made sense.
But I was looking. I was looking at. The idea of approaching that movie and Wonder Woman and walking into it with that anxiety of loving that universe and loving her as that character and being terrified that it's gonna be another movie I have to defend to the people that hate it and criticize to the people that love it, which is what I ended up doing with BVS. But after watching it, be like, okay, back her down, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And then going to watch it again without that stress, I'm able to enjoy it a lot more. So I am anxious to see it again. I want to see it again.
Did you guys sign the petition for the Jack Snyder bit? I mean, Zack Snyder.
No, we're going to talk about it. It's in the notes.
Bobby doesn't sign stuff.
Yeah, it's a general rule.
Huh?
It's a general rule. I'm out.
Really?
That's a general rule.
Well, maybe you need to make a change.
This one might be worth it to me. Because, I his vision of the DC – like, I don't, you guys probably haven't listened to it, but this week's Enter the Realm, give it a listen.
Okay.
They have like a great discussion about Justice League.
Give me a synopsis.
Well, I can't really give you a synopsis because they talk about it for a good bit. But I will say this. Everybody saw it on the panel except for Jisk.
Okay.
So Jisk just asked questions about it as a person who hasn't seen it. And they talk to him and explain it to him. And you get to kind of see how he forms an opinion about it by what's being said. It's very interesting just from a social experiment aspect.
Yeah.
But Jisk does make some good points just in hearing it. He's like, man, they shouldn't joke it up. He's like... He makes a good point. He was like, you have to train humans.
Yeah.
You have to train them. Marvel's been training them for 10 years. This is what to expect. This is the meal that's coming. You be ready to eat it.
Gotcha.
DC hasn't.
Conditioning.
DC hasn't done that because it's been like the vibes are like.
Very different.
Very different. Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, same vibe. Suicide Squad, no. Different vibe. Wonder Woman, similar. Yeah. To the first two, this one different vibe, and the thing is like
half different,
right?
Yeah,
half the same.
Yeah.
So, but like you just have to train. You have to hit them over the head. Like, look, you can't. So when they go to see the fifth, sixth movie, they know what to expect. They're not expecting it to be, a superhero with a cape stepping on a rake and the fucking rake handle popping them in the nose. They're expecting it to be more serious. They're expecting to dive in a bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Did you see that clip I sent you guys using the Hans Zimmer music at the end?
Yes.
Dude, it's fucking...
Dude, I've been telling you about that. This Superman score is one of the best scores done in film in the past fucking 20 years.
Perfect.
Because...
They used the Batman.
He walked away. Zimmer walked away.
Yeah.
They use it. The theme is in there. It's in the movie. Okay. It's subtle. Just like the Wonder Woman theme is in there, and it's subtle. It's different.
It's very subtle.
But they're both there. Mm-hmm. The problem is that... That score for Man of Steel is strong. Like that, it's a strong score, and they should make that a foundation. Like I went back and listened to the soundtrack this week because I was gonna buy shit off of it. It's trash. Mm-hmm. But I went and did some research about it, and they were saying that he signed, like they were scavenging for a fucking. Composer, mm-hmm. and like it was like a on a whim. It was like, you know what wouldn't be bad? Get the old Batman score back.
Really?
And they were like, great idea. They contacted Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman was on board, but he had a lot less time to produce it than an average composer would.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Danny Elfman in general. I kind of feel like it all sounds like fucking Johnny Depp's face, but.
Perfect. I think that's the look he was going for.
Eyeliner and long hair is what it sounds like in a classical form. But I think it's almost unfair to judge that music in the same breath as Hans Zimmer. Like Hans Zimmer knocked that shit out of the park. And the Batman vs. Superman score is a little bit weaker, but that Wonder Woman shit, that Wonder Woman score, that shit, people know. I mean, that's like, I feel like that's the most... like significant, impactful score for a character since Elfman's original Batman score.
Okay, I'll give you that.
People love that shit.
Yeah, it's good. Because you know what it is? It builds the anticipation. The very beginning. Bum,
bum, bum, no, I'm talking about the Wonder Woman though.
No, I'm saying, but the Elfman one.
Yeah.
It builds anticipation from the very beginning.
Yeah.
All right. One other thing that I noticed from watching BVS again, because I don't think I've watched BVS since I watched Wonder Woman. And, of course, since I watched Justice League, It does. It makes her impact in that film have so much more meaning because now you know why she left humanity. There's little clips of like, it's hard to explain, but like after, you know, after Superman dies, her looking up and looking at Wonder Woman, and you're like, oh shit, she's thinking about Steve. And then, you know, seeing the picture, like, who are you? What are you? You know,
yeah.
Like,
where have you been?
Where have you been? Exactly. And like, that means some shit.
Yeah.
And then like, when that little talk at the funeral, you know, I walked away from a century of whatever. And it's like, no, you're bullshit right now. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
You know? And
I love the,
and then him calling her out.
I love that.
Yeah. The only bit, and it feels better now. The only bit I had an initial reaction to is, what does she say? Like she walks away and you have like a shot of her face before she pushes him. But I mean, that whole interaction is good.
Well, I don't think he's as strong in this movie as he was in BBS.
Well, see, and here's the thing.
Performance wise.
So I started looking at it and like the performance wise that was weaker is chubby face.
Oh, really?
All of the chubby face.
I had to go
Affleck,
back through and watch.
I feel like, like if you watch the movie, there's a lot of reshoots. And so you have like tapered, cut ass, you know, cheeks swollen in. And then you got like, then like the next, the camera angle changed and it's like, oh, he just did a bender last night. His face is all swollen. You know what I mean? And then that happens through the fucking film. You know
he
what I mean?
Groped some hot dogs.
Yeah, for real.
But like, I just think that generally, like, it's like the characterization of him. It's almost like the pendulum swung too far back the other way for me.
Yeah,
like he's a little too lighthearted for me.
Yeah, and like even that part, like,
and not to say he's a super lighthearted character.
You don't like me, and he's like, well, I don't not like you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah. I'm with you.
There's a little character stuff in it, even towards the end. He's like, you bought the bank. He's like, it's kind of like a reflex. And it's like, that's just tight, man. Like, there's little things, you know.
I mean, I like the I bought the bank.
He's like, but he doesn't do it as a braggadociously. He's almost like he's embarrassed.
Yeah.
He's like, I bought the bank. And he's like, you bought the bank because they like lost the house.
You know,
like,
what's funny
it's kind of like a reflex.
That look up in the sky.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit at all for me in the movie.
No, but that
But that score, it fucking
so,
lands.
Like, I wonder if like this whole film needs to be rescored.
I'd be up for that.
Like the Zack Snyder version and get it rescored. You know, like
Fonz would come back, man. That dude.
I know, man.
That dude knows
he wrote off DC movies.
He knows his way around a studio, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, and this comes to my main point, and I don't want to jump on the conspiracy, but like I do feel there is a injustice to how these films are being viewed, and I don't think it's wishful thinking. Like sitting there and watching them in their totality, I have like even Doomsday. Yes, like I was really trying to be critical. Like what part of this looks fake, and what looks ridiculous, and it's like it looks ridiculous because of the properties of his powers. Like when he's getting hit and he's glowing red and then like the big energy field comes out and blows up everything. And it's like, well, okay, that's all well and good, but how would that look if that was real? Like, I don't think it looks bad because it looks fake. I think people have a visceral reaction to it because it's so like, it's such a spectacle. You know, it just looks like some crazy shit that you really couldn't understand.
Like, it's like the physics is off.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like when you watch movies, you can tell like action scenes. Some things look bad. Like even if the whole movie is done well, certain things like mostly with people flying backwards after getting hit, that always throws me up because like even if you're not a physics major, in your mind you just know how things.
Do you feel
off.
Like that happens in that film?
I didn't watch it.
BVS, you never seen?
No.
Oh, dude, you need to get on it, bro.
No, bro.
You've seen Man of Steel, right?
Yeah, it was all right. I liked it. I'll give it a 7.
Okay, well, I think you need to watch.
It's a lot of time.
You got time, bro.
But the thing is, look, it's not like the thing is for me to watch movies, like certain things like Punisher. Like, I want to watch it. So it's a commitment. I'm usually when I watch things, I'm doing it in the background. Ultron, etc. I can paint.
I'm the same.
But
way.
I feel like it's a disrespect to watch certain things without paying full attention. But then that's a commitment for me.
So you know, back to Back to the Doomsday, and like it was funny. Like my daughter did was like, wait a minute, but Batman's killing people. Like she's like, those people are definitely dead. And I'm like, yeah, this is a different kind of Batman. Yeah. You know, I was like watching the Doomsday thing. I was like, what is it about this that puts people off? Is it like the creation of Doomsday, how he was created? You know, is it like because he is Zod? Is it because
I don't think it's the Doomsday stuff that puts people off.
A lot of people complain about Doomsday stuff.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's not the
CGI shit show. You may very get many comments about CGI.
Yeah, but that's a general DC thing. That's like it's not just that. It's Wonder Woman. It's Suicide Squad. It's I mean to be honest, it's Man of Steel. I just like that one the best.
Yeah.
But though that's not the main complaint I usually hear with BVS.
Yeah.
Most of the complaints I hear about BVS are solved in the director's cut.
Yeah. Even
it's the story that theatrical story is disjointed.
It is. We don't talk about that.
We never admit it.
Well, I mean,
poker face.
And I think it's fair that like this is the director's vision. This is what he's trying to do. And then the last minute, somebody's like, "Hey, I'm only giving you 66%."
Yeah, that studio needs to buy in. That studio needs to believe in its own property.
There you go. I think that's part. I think it's one thing, and even Eisenberg, like in that film, I do want to see because now, I mean, I guess he's buying into Lex, you know.
Yeah.
I do need to see what they're gonna. Do you think there's any solving that?
Mm-mm. No, not unless real Lex comes back.
And it is funny, man. Like there is comments like, you know, maybe Daddy will come back, like. I feel like we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, I know.
I really feel that way.
I agree.
You know?
Anything else, Nerd Week wise?
I'm trying to think. Did a little bit of painting. Got the Necromunda box for Game
really?
Shop. Yeah, man.
Just to play the game? Are you gonna paint that stuff?
Yeah, maybe. One of these days. Just to collect. What about you?
Yeah. I started watching Punisher.
How's it?
Awesome.
Yeah,
really?
That's not, I expect awesome. It to be awesome, great. And everything
like,
I've heard about it says it's awesome.
Episode 3.
You're all in.
Probably my favorite Netflix Marvel episode ever.
Really?
People say 9 and 10 is amazing.
I'm not there yet, but 3 is masterfully done.
Nice.
Like,
so you back in?
Movie level. Well, I'm just for Punisher. I'm in for all the non-super shit.
How far?
And I'll watch it all.
How far are you in?
5 or 6 episodes.
Does it any tie backs to Daredevil and Defenders?
No, not really. There's some tie backs to Daredevil because of the chick that works with them.
Yeah.
But it's really just about getting into who this character is
and explaining
why he's there, explaining his mental state. Like it is leaps and bounds above the rest.
Cool.
I'm really thoroughly, happily enjoying it.
I really wish I was interested in watching it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Sure.
No. I mean,
do you not like him in Daredevil?
Huh?
Do you not like him in Daredevil? Or you just
oh,
like
I loved,
him Punisher?
I loved him.
Then why didn't you...
I don't know.
Okay.
I just like...
I mean, you got some shit going on in your life. You got your whole life has changed.
Yeah. I'm
you
busy.
Know?
I'm busy.
Like, it's busy and it's... you're like... You gotta find a new routine.
Yeah. That's true. I just haven't... Dude, by the time I get home, dude, I'm ready to go to bed, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
what else?
I haven't jerked off in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I had a pretty intense session this morning, but it was fucking obnoxious.
Talk about that.
Well, it was just like
obnoxious.
Like, so I woke up, and I mean, you know, I probably had to piss 50 gallons how hard my dick was. And I was just like, I got to get this monkey off my back. So, and then like, I'm like getting into it. You know, I'm hunting, I'm getting into it. One kid goes running by the room. I'm like, ah!
You don't like to shut your door?
I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to get out of bed. I'm going
to
throw the dice.
It's too distracting for me. I wouldn't be able to perform.
If I got up, I'd start my day. Mm. I wouldn't be able to get back to doing it. Mm. Anyways, a lot of that. And my wife came up and grabbed some laundry. It was just like, you know, it was just, oh, just give me a minute. I just need a minute. But anyway, no, you're distracting me now. I was reading Infinity Gauntlet.
It's on the floor.
No, it didn't.
It's on the floor. I'm looking at it right now.
I started reading, I read more, rather, of Infinity Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's some Silver Surfer stuff. It's written in the 90s way. There's some Silver Surfer stuff in there that's fucking amazing. Like, it's in his books that are tie-ins, and like he goes like Adam Warlock sends him to this other dimension or whatever, and he talks to this guy or some shit. Somebody sends him some fucking where, right? And he's talking to this guy, and he's like, you know, the guy's kind of like, what the fuck's your problem? And he's like, my fucking life sucks. And he's like, my mom committed suicide. My dad was a fucking jerk off. I got invested in my work. I tried to save my people. My wife wasn't as supportive as she should have been for me. Then in order to save my wife, who I loved dearly and she loved me, but she wasn't what I needed her to be, I signed a deal with the devil to save her life and this and that. And the guy's like, interesting the way you see it. Let me show you how it really was. And it makes him out to be a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Smeagol, go upstairs. Get him. All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, and he's like, let me explain. And, like, he goes to, like, his father, and, like, now my memory's jarring me, but, like, for instance, here's the one with his wife. Like, she didn't. Like, she was, it's not that she wasn't being supportive. She wanted to fucking spend some time with the person that she loved. Like, he makes himself out to be a victim in every single circumstance, but it's actually him being self-centered that puts him in all these positions.
Mm.
And, like, he has that, like, awakening moment of, holy fuck, like, I'm not the person I thought I was. And, like, it's just pretty heavy for, like, some early 90s comic book shit.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Watching Punisher, Kirby Enthusiasm, and... I laid out this book. I wish I brought it down. Laying out my shelf plans for when this all gets sorted. Ran the electric in the room. Had the framing done. Bought furniture. Got a fucking stupid deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the money that I had budgeted, I was probably going to be like, man, one or the other. I'm going to get the TV now or the furniture later, or the furniture now and the TV later.
Yeah.
What I expected to spend on one of the components, I'm probably going to be able to get them all for.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's just like right place, right time. Like awesome. Stars aligned.
Make your destiny.
Yeah. Save the rebellion! Save the dream! and that's pretty much it. I've got Battlefront. We're trying to get it to work.
Oh, it's not working?
No, well, I just had to...
He turned on this PS4,
right? Do you have the budget to play it?
Yeah. So, I had to pay to turn it on.
Do you remember when we placed... the PS4 last year, Street Fighter, at Skullfest, a year and a month or 2 months ago.
Yeah,
he hasn't turned it on since.
Wow.
He turned it on just now. Street Fighter's still in there. He never played it.
So many updates required.
It's been downloading updates for like half an hour.
8 gigs.
8.5 gigs just for the game.
So did he figure out this whole Battlefront issue?
EA's always been like that.
EA's just like
that. It's been getting worse. It's been getting worse and people are...
And I'm not worried about it. Like...
I mean, you have to spend $2,000 to get the whole game.
I don't know what the price is.
That's the price.
It's over $2,000. If you want to unlock everything now, it's $2,000.
But you don't have to do that. Do you mean like here's my thing?
You can play for 4 years, maybe.
Right, but see, like here's the thing. I don't play that many video games.
Right.
So for me, like I'm like, oh sweet, I'm finally gonna get my money's worth out of this game because I got to play it for 40 hours to unlock Luke Skywalker.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, whatever.
40 hours?
Yeah, multiplayer.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's 40 hours, but it's something like that.
You have to deal with like 12-year-olds calling you the N-word. Well, it
has to be multiplayer online. It can't be multiplayer.
How are you going
to
multiplayer not online?
Split screen.
Do they have split screen
there? I think so. Yeah, Call of Duty does.
Well, I don't know if that counts as multiplayer.
Okay, I'll have to look into it. But if that's the case, like I'll play with my kids and,
I thought Disney stepped in and was like, hey, solve this. They like, lower the price or some
sure.
shit.
I'm not sure. That sounds like some Disney
but,
shit.
But like, people should vote with their wallet, you know, because this DLC practice in video game industry
has been getting worse out of control.
Worse. Like,
out of control.
On disc DLC is a problem. Like, they did that with Street Fighter. So there's already content on the disc. But before.
Whoa, time out. So it's. There you
it's
bought
there.
It.
It's there. You have to pay to unlock. Before it's different. Before it's like this is a game. This is everything on the disc. We're gonna create new content and
yes.
you pay for it.
Yeah.
But then they get to a point
like
where
Elder like the Elder Scrolls were famous and they were good DLCs.
Yeah.
Like $1.99, $3.99, and
exactly.
you were good, like fucking 20 more hours of play.
Exactly.
I'm down with
Bethesda
that.
Bethesda's great with that. I don't mind Bethesda
yeah.
company. But yeah, so it's been getting worse. They've been charging more for less. And dude, like making it so that you basically have to pay for certain things.
Dude, that angers me. What, this like, I'm gonna fuck somebody up. Like,
just bullshit. If people stop buying that shit, then they will learn.
Dude, they're addicts, bro. That's like saying, hey, here's some crack. Dude, just don't buy it when the crack dealer makes it more expensive.
Well, you never heard that, like, that's not outrage fair till now, right? But it's been, this is going on.
No. I've heard some rage, outrage about it before.
But it's worse now than I've heard.
I feel like it's worse now.
Because it's $2,000, bro. That's why. Yeah. And like, if it was $40, people are like,
you're paying double for the game, but it's still swingable.
Yeah. You know?
It's just not right when they already made the content.
I agree. I agree.
For additional content, but paying.
I agree. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that like some of the stuff in there that you just have to unlock. Like I'm okay to play to unlock.
I'm okay with that too, but it's, they make the requirement ridiculous. Like before I agree.
I'm just saying. I think there are people out there that even if it was like, look, you have to get a flawless victory to unlock this one thing, which isn't unreasonable. Would you agree?
Yes.
Depends on who you are. Some people aren't good at video games.
What's their fault?
So?
They paid for it just like you did.
Right. And they still get the game. But it's a challenge. It's a challenge. They have to get better to get a flawless victory to unlock the skin.
I would say you have to get a flawless victory or get 100 regular victories. Something like that. So okay. You don't want to be locked out of your own game forever.
No. This is not locked out of the game.
No. Time out. Joe. This equality of outcome bullshit.
They paid for it.
I'm not buying it.
It's the equality of
No.
Too.
But they didn't pay for this. They didn't pay for this skin. They paid for the game.
No, the skin is already on the game. That's what we're talking about.
What about Reptile from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, he's already in the game.
Yeah, but do you remember playing the original? You had to get a double flawless victory and a fatality on the pit.
Uppercut.
Well, that's considered a fatality.
Yeah.
On the pit level to unlock Reptile.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
People got it eventually. It's one of those things that's doable?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I said. You get a flawless victory.
Is doable.
A flawless victory is doable.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So like,
well, I would never complain about it, this is just the way it is, but like, what about the guy who paid the same amount for the game as you, who wants to be a Reptile, or wants to play as a Reptile, and they can't do it? Too bad? Even though they paid for it?
Can't is a four-letter word in this house, Joe. My thing is, if you play enough, you're going to get good enough where you can do it. It's not impossible.
It's like saying you can learn to do backflip if you.
You can.
Not everyone can do a backflip.
No, but if you work.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, not a person in a wheelchair.
Time out though. That's like saying, Joe, you're locked into this, and I don't understand why. That's like saying like I'm not good enough to beat the game, therefore I should have some kind of cheat code that lets me beat the game.
Because you paid for the game. That's the only difference. If it was something that you didn't pay for.
So just because you pay for the game means that you have
to own the game. It's content.
But you do
content.
You do own the game, but you don't. But if you can't beat the game,
you should own the whole game. Eventually, I'm not saying right away. I'm saying like at some point there should be.
But that's what Bobby's saying. But just because you can't get to that point,
people can never. You will never be able to beat me in Street Fighter, both of you.
I'm gonna fuck you up in Street Fighter.
I'll give you a year.
You'll never beat me in Mortal Kombat.
I beat
and
you.
And I can't, and I know that.
No, but you probably could.
I cannot.
You probably could because I haven't played. Like, look, I haven't played in a long time.
If we both practiced the same amount of time, you will beat me. 100% of the time.
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that to be true. But here's the thing.
It's an ability thing. Everyone has ability.
Okay. But look, my kids can't beat Mario Brothers.
Right.
They paid for it. Why shouldn't they be able to beat it, Joe?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the content. Not. I think it's different to being locked out of content that's there.
But we're not talking. See, my thing is
But beating the game and seeing the ending is content.
Right.
How is it not content?
And I'm not talking about something that's pertinent to the game. I do agree with you there that if you pay for the game, you should get all the levels, you should get all the bosses, you should get the endings, you should get the characters. But
you
have
to earn them.
But if they add something extra in that you have to earn, like I'm okay with that too. It's like a goal.
Earning stuff. I'm just saying I think it's impossible for some people to do certain things.
Maybe.
And the bar needs to be reasonably high.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
like that's what I
say. But like,
you get perfect,
like
double
40,
perfect, or
40
you
hours,
fucking 100 hours.
40 hours online to play just to unlock Luke Skywalker is not reasonable.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. But what I'm saying is that, like, I'm okay. I'm like, when it comes to DLC, there's one thing I'm okay with. There's one thing I'm not okay with.
Well, DLC is different than what we're talking about, like on disc things. DLC.
Okay. Let's call it new content.
Yeah, new content has to be made.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Any
to pay for.
Any. See, I'm like, but even when it comes to DLC, I'm like, man, create the game, put it on the goddamn game. I don't want to spend $100 on this game. I want to spend $60 on this game.
What the thing with this? How DLC is supposed to work is, you get a complete game for $60. They make instead of making a sequel, they add on to the game with additional work.
Give me a sequel.
Maybe.
You know, but even still, what I'm saying is, like, if it's something that's not pertinent to the game, cool.
Well,
but if it's pertinent to the game, it should be reachable within the game, and I'm okay with it being difficult and challenging.
Time out, though. Yeah. I think that the give me the sequel, I think the downloadable content aspect should be economical for both parties. It's economical for the game company because they don't have to produce new discs.
But then that's going away anyway, but yeah.
You know, and then it's economical for you because you don't have to go out and buy a new disc, so you get a little bit cheaper. They actually probably have good profit on there as well. Like, the Batman games, I think, very good for DLC.
Yeah.
You know, and they started that thing you had the year pass for whatever download
season pass.
That's
you get everything that comes out within the year.
I don't mind that. You know.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, I'm fine with that because they haven't made all that stuff yet.
So I don't know what's reasonable or not, but you know when you see something is reasonable.
It's like
I agree.
It's like pornography.
Yeah. But I agree with that. I'm just saying that I think that there, regardless of what it is, this is what my original point. Let's say it's, you know, you just have to. Okay, easy. If you just do on the 9th level of Mortal Kombat, mm-hmm. on beginner or on advanced, mm-hmm. doesn't matter how well you do, but when you beat him, if you just do a right jab to the jaw mm-hmm. as a finishing move, you unlock a new skin for that character.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Cool. Now, I say that to say this. I think there are still people in this world that would pay for that immediately.
Yeah. I agree.
That's what I'm trying to get at. There is that type of person that just would rather buy it than earn it.
Some people do. Some people get the game and buy everything right away.
Right.
Like, they spend $300.
And I think, and like, in my mind, stupid is as stupid does. You know what I mean? Like, you like they deserve that money because of how goddamn stupid you are.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good discussion.
It was. I'm glad
you
I wasn't.
You guys aren't even in the game.
I'm glad I wasn't arguing in this
one. Well, you were debating.
You
were
defending me.
But you're still, man, you weren't arguing me.
Don't start an argument now.
Yeah.
Okay, on a good note.
anything in your nerd week, Joe?
Dude.
He hates painting models now.
Certain aspects. Like I said. Like,
you know what I want for Christmas, Joe?
What?
I want you to play a game with me.
I'll play.
That's what I want.
What about the puzzle?
Bobby, don't fucking distract
him. We're doing a puzzle also.
I kind of like you guys doing a puzzle. I don't know why.
You're just going to sit there and watch us do a puzzle and drink mold cider.
I didn't leave till
when I came in.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I didn't leave till we finished.
When I came in, I saw you guys doing a puzzle. I was like, I like this. I don't know why, but I like this.
I haven't picked out said puzzle yet.
Okay.
I have to figure
it
out.
Was it 1,000 piece?
And you can back it down.
I think that was a 1,500.
You could probably back it down to 1,000 or 5.
Dude, I still had that wrapped up.
Yeah, but I mean that was a late night.
I need to get an opinion on this one.
Huh?
You know how you can like get the puzzles, have like the backing, and like frame them.
Yeah.
And once you put them together, I kind of like that.
It's too much space.
You're right. There's a lot of space, but I like the fact like, hey, here's the puzzle. Now I have to become a piece of decoration. We can look at this big game. Christmas puzzle is amazing. Or
you remember the good times.
We can tear it apart and never do it again. You never want to do the same puzzle.
No.
So which is better?
If you have the space.
If you have the space, yeah.
Because like every year, dude, there's one that's like, we look back on the. Like,
dude, I have the space. It's fine.
Okay, if you have the space, then I would frame it.
So actually, I do want to just switch houses with you. That's what I figured out we can do.
Switch houses?
Switch houses. So I'm being in Germantown. I take off like 30 minutes of my, maybe an hour. 30 minutes on the way to work, an hour on the way home.
Yeah.
Are we down? Can we make that happen?
Sure.
All right. I'm glad we can agree.
News?
Sure, why not?
All right, so the first thing is incredible news.
Oh.
Incredible.
Dude looks awesome.
It does look good.
I love that movie.
I know you do.
I love that movie.
Me too.
Is it your favorite
Pixar movie?
Pixar being a general term. Is it your favorite digitally animated modern cartoon movie?
I don't know if it is, but I think that it's probably the. I mean, what else would be better?
Wally,
huh?
Wally was pretty fucking good.
Wally is good too.
You know what? You know what? Two spring to my mind.
Huh.
For me personally, the original Ice Age, and
dated.
Well, you can only judge it to its time, right?
Yeah,
but not only that, but I'm okay. I'm okay if it doesn't look great.
I'm a little cold on that one.
I'm okay if it doesn't look great. That doesn't bother me.
You just like Dennis Leary.
Well, I think like I genuinely laugh at that movie. Like I find it enjoyable. And then my other one is Wreck-It Ralph. Like I really enjoy Wreck-It Ralph.
I mean, they got all the Street Fighters and
yeah, and I dig the story and I dig the you know I like the character and
ooh, does Lego Movie call in that category?
Ooh, that's a really good one too. Yeah. I mean, I saw Batman and Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon. That's hard to top.
Hey, let's go party, guys, with you cool guys.
I like Up a lot.
That's a good one too.
You know what? That started off strong when he starts walking around with the goddamn Toucan Sam. I'm like, I'm out of here. This whole thing needs to relax.
But I think The Incredibles has really good arc.
I like The Incredibles up until they go to the island at the end, and then me personally, I lose interest.
During all the action scenes.
I probably watched that animated movie. I probably watched it more than any other 3D Incredibles animated movie. Yeah.
Best Fantastic Four movie ever made.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And then we have, in addition to the incredible news, we have some marvelous news.
I'm fine with this.
So Jude Law is going to be playing Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
No,
stop
that's
it.
Not, stop it's his alien name, man.
Dude. Shut up.
In the Miss Marvel movie.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I think he's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
He got a lot of shit there for a while because he was like, we got too much Jude Law. I think within like 2 years, he was in like
30,000.
He was in like 40% of the films that came out. Like, and I think people just got tired of seeing his goddamn face. But I think he's a good actor. I love him in AI and I
Sherlock.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it.
Do you think that they would do a Marvel movie back with him and Thanos, like a prequel to the female Marvel?
It's interesting. Well, if it comes out between, if they get it out between Infinity War Part 2, they're not going to. I don't know. I think once Thanos is done, I think I want to move forward. I really do. I want to see the next. You know, who is the next?
Galactus.
They don't have him.
Yet.
Well, true.
Maybe the Beyonders. They'll reboot.
Well, the Elders are in there, so.
No, the Beyonders.
Isn't he part of, like, the Galactus?
The Beyonders are from beyond.
Creatures?
So in the Marvel Universe, every universe in the Marvel Universe has been created by these Beyonders.
Isn't Beyonder like the one who created the Contest of Champions?
He's one of them, but he's not the same.
Do they have? Is Annihilus?
I'm just saying, in the movie universe, it could do something different.
Maybe.
Is Annihilus a Fantastic Four character?
Yes.
So that's the problem. Like a lot of the
but
big
they might not own him.
A lot of the big bads are tied up in Fantastic. Galactus is tied up. Yep. Doom is tied up. Annihilus is tied up.
Yep.
Like Mole Man. I tried. I really fucking gave it my all there.
Who else? Magneto tied up in five.
Yeah. Like you know, I'm trying to think about other like.
What if it's this? Dude, I would love a House of M.
Yeah.
I know, oh my god! It would be
Decimation.
No more mutants.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can see this movie Scarlet Witch becoming unstable like that.
Yeah.
She's strong.
I just don't know. I don't know who the next big bad is. I mean, Thanos is obviously the guy. You know, he's the guy you want to build up to for this moment. But from this point forward, like a big, dangerous threat, all I can think of are characters they don't have the rights to.
Living Tribunal.
Yeah, but like he's
not that bad.
A lot of those like super cosmic characters are kind of indifferent.
Or Magnus.
Because they're so big. I don't know if I know.
The anti-Adam Warlock.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're bringing Adam Warlock in.
Yeah.
Guardians.
But I just think a lot of those like really strong characters are
maybe it's going to be Adam Warlock.
He can be strong enough to be a, you know.
Yeah. But I feel like he's like a, you know, Jesus with an Infinity Gauntlet.
Jesus is in Marvel Universe. Spider-Man met him.
Santa Claus is.
God is too. I mean, the one above all.
Yeah.
It's God.
Yeah.
It's a Native American individual.
It's supposed to be Jack Kirby.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Makes sense.
No, he's a Native American looking dude.
Jack Kirby probably has a Native American.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like
Native American.
I think there might have been multiple.
I'm sure.
Representations.
Can you Google.
So we have more. We have Jost news in addition to our marvelous news and incredible news. Jost is still directing Batgirl and working on a script. Get him out of here. I don't want him. Dude,
really?
I don't want him.
Wow.
I want him out of here. I don't want Marvel films in my I don't want that spice in my soup. And I don't want the soup either because I don't eat wet food. It's like slop, and I'm not a pig.
You don't know your food mix. You'd be separate
everything. In addition to the Joe's news, marvelous news, and incredible news, we have some deleted news. with the Justice League deleted scenes. I couldn't find the video footage. It's just this guy talking. Or did you see it?
Oh, I saw it, yeah.
I couldn't get it to work on my phone.
Dude, the Flash one looked fucking...
Can we pause and take a look at it?
Yeah, if I can find them.
I sent you the notes. I don't know if it was in that note that you put in there.
Maybe. All
right, let me see. I can go here. I just don't know if...
That's one. Yeah, that's in there. I mean, I can pull it up on this if you
want. Oh, look. They're taken down.
Oh, son bitch.
So tell me about them.
I can't remember all. All right, so the
there's a fucking lot.
You see, yeah, there's tons of them. Okay, so one was Barry. You know when you see Barry push the glass with his finger?
Yeah.
So, what's her face? Iris.
I always want to say ISIS.
Didn't they defeat ISIS just now? Like yesterday?
Yeah, sure they did.
They've been doing work on those boys.
Those
Iraqis.
Yeah. You're gonna take them down. I love them.
Like, I watched this Vice thing on them, and, like, these guys, like, some of those dudes are crazy as fuck. Like, I like the cut of their jib.
Well, you gotta like, crazy to
like
be crazy,
the Iraqis
right?
that are fucking fighting them. ISIL. They're like, dude, I don't give a fuck. They're like, these motherfuckers killed my brother, my mother, my sister, my two kids, my goldfish. Like you got dudes just walking up to an IED, like, and being like, take a little pole and push it. Like, you know, like, that's fine. Kick it to the side of the road. Like, just keep it moving. Like, scarred up, missing eyes and shit. They're like, dude, fuck these motherfuckers. Like, they are hardcore. I like them.
I got a story I'll tell you after this.
Mm-hmm. What happens when they win and then...
You see Flash in, he's like in a shop or something, and he runs forward. That's when he pushes the glass and it explodes. But you see the effects of, like, when he's touching... His foot is touching something like the street, it almost like turns into water. Like it does try to explain the Speed Force being this like lubricant in between reality, in between space time. It's fucking awesome. And like he's running and like he stops and slides and like you can see the street kind of like being shoved up, and like he just like grabs Isis. He did it to me. he grabs Iris and everything and saves her. So that was one scene. Another scene is Cyborg coming there.
I'm thinking about him grabbing ISIS. Being like, this flag looks cool, but I don't like the message.
Cyborg is there, coming there right after his father gets kidnapped, and like there's still a parademon like in the window. Fuck. I can't remember the other ones. I mean, they were all good.
Yeah, I would like to see them. I want to see the extended cut. So. We have incredible news, marvelous news, Joe's news, deleted news, and we have some ending news, which we've already talked about, which was the Superman theme. It's in the notes if you'd like to see it. Somebody put the Hans Zimmer theme.
Dude, look, it's still up here. Shooting you need more.
Did you guys watch the leaked Infinity trailer thing?
No.
Back in the day? Old one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought it. Like,
did you watch it?
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah.
And then there's some petition news.
Yeah.
So you can sign over 60,000 fans petition for Zack Snyder Justice League cut released. It opened at a quiet 96 million this week, disappointing at the box office and with the reviewers alike. It's become known that the theatrical release of Justice League isn't in line with Zack Snyder's vision, and now fans are petitioning Warner Brothers for the home release of Zack Snyder's reported 3-hour cut, in addition to it coupled with Junkie XL's original music score. Ooh,
yeah.
That would be.
And I heard that too. They took it down. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like I mean,
he sent it to you. I don't. I'm pretty sure I put it in the notes. The Junkie XL thing. I didn't.
Mm-mm. But he is. Junkie XL has been involved since Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
Over 61,000 fans have now signed the petition, change.org, which says in part, "We the undersigned make this petition because." During the last few months, the film Justice League underwent a few changes in terms of composer and runtime. Jose appears to have made quite a number of changes to Justice League, including being mandated to trim the movie to under 2 hours in length, which obviously means a lot of footage had to be cut. It seems Whedon retooled the beginning of Justice League to feature Batman, as we predicted that was a Jose scene.
Yep.
Greatly cut the flashback Dark Side War. Reshot all the Henry Cavill Superman scenes and added a lot of little jokes here and there. It's pretty much a given that Snyder's Justice League was similar in tone to Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman, but not quite as dark. It was probably a lot more epic than the theatrical versions released, but lightened up to differentiate it from those that weren't happy with BVS. So similar to Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman, let's hope that Warner Brothers listens to his fans and offers a home version release of Zack Snyder's Justice League. Amen.
Hey, I just want, I'm looking at the numbers right now, just I'm interested. Domestic sales for the first weekend is about $10 million under Wonder Woman. About $30 million under Suicide Squad. About $70 million under BVS. And about $18 million. $23 million under Man of Steel. But the... Let me see. But overseas,
that's our next note anyway.
Go ahead.
No, is just
overseas news.
No. Just to go with the petition news, the ending news, the deleted news, the Joe's news, the marvelous news, and the incredible news. We have some unfortunate news regarding the finances.
No, overseas is actually doing well so far.
It wasn't. That's not what I said.
What was that?
Just unfortunate news of its performance in general.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so do you want me to talk about overseas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, overseas is doing well so far. It's already grossed $370 million in its first weekend.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good.
So I think we might be okay.
Russians are like, I heard we're in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's funny though. So worldwide summary, Man of Steel did $668 million. BVS did $873 million. Suicide did $745 million. Wonder Woman did $821 million, and then so far we're at 300.
Nice.
So,
but yeah, it's just.
Do you know Man of Steel is Kevin Costner's number one movie for earnings?
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
With wolves and shit.
Let's see if we have any Q&A.
BVS.
Waterworld.
Oh, wait up. BVS is Ben Affleck's number one movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We did get some posts on Patreon.
I do think, if I had to guess, I think that we're probably going to get right above the 700 mark when everything's said and done, because I don't think it's released in China yet.
I have a question about that, about China.
Well, do you see what China did that poster? China made a poster of the Justice League standing over Avengers.
Well, not China did it. Somebody in China did.
No, that was like being pushed at theaters in China.
Are you sure that's not fake news?
I don't know, man.
I'm thinking that wouldn't fly.
I want to.
It might fly.
Like, I want to.
Deadpool was in there too. You don't think
he's
Marvel
dead.
And Disney and Fox have something to say about?
I mean, yeah, China doesn't give a fuck.
Actually, that's when we go out there. My question is, you know Transformers?
No, what is it?
The movies. You don't know about those movies.
What are they about?
Transforming robots.
It's a movie about electricians.
So like they got huge fans, like huge numbers in China, right?
Mm-hmm. They have huge fans in America too, like 400 pounds.
It's not nice.
Sorry, it was too easy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So they got funding and stuff over there, and then they have a lot of. Remember, Age of Extinction? It takes place in China, has a lot of Chinese shit in it.
Yeah.
It's pronounced China.
China.
Joe's mouth is wild as fuck when he does it.
China.
Oh, okay.
But
continue.
Do you worry that because the cultures are different, right? Do you worry that some of these big budget movies will start catering towards that audience if there's more money over there?
I mean, Iron Man 3 had a Chinese cut.
Yeah. So did Age of Extinction.
So, I mean, if they start seeing that there's such a huge market and making more money overseas than domestically, because like we already have overseas release before domestic release of certain things, do you worry that the content of the movie
will suffer?
For us, will suffer because they're catering to a completely different culture.
Mm. With lesser stories, generally.
even more CG fuckfest.
Like, why the hell are Batman and Aquaman fighting each other in the air and Batman can't fly? I do concern myself with that a little bit, but I think like I think for the most part the trend that we're on mm-hmm. is definitely just generally speaking. Obviously there's been some exceptions, but it's usually seems to be trend wise focused on marketing. We're gonna market it one way here. We're gonna market it one way there.
Lots of lasers over there.
Yeah, like dude, I've been, I'm tracking
or
this.
In in Japan, yeah, lots of lasers. Interrupts you. There's like a homoerotic stand-up of Thor holding Loki.
Is that? I'm not sure.
Dude, it's real. It's real, man.
It's real.
It's real. They like that shit. What's the
Joe,
name of that?
Joe,
hold on, time out.
It's true.
What's the name of that?
All of it.
What's that animation style where it's like two straight guys like making
Yowie.
Out? See, they even got a word for it.
But it's not a. It's not culturally like. It's a cult thing. It's not the culture doesn't.
I mean,
like it.
The trailers that are being pushed.
Do they not like it, Joe?
No, they don't.
How do you know?
It's a very small.
How do you know? Do you speak for all Japanese people?
I do.
No,
on this show, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm genetically
Stop
closer to them.
Appropriating
their
culture.
Culturally and genetically closer.
The show, watching the trailers for Last Jedi, like all of the overseas trailers are, you know, lots of lights and sounds, lot more BB-8, a lot more. The only C-3PO footage in the trailers is for the Asian market. A lot more focused on ships.
Yep.
It's a lot less focused on character. All the American stuff, heavy character focused. Over there, all tech focused. It's very interesting.
That's why we build better robot figures over there.
I don't disagree with that.
Oh,
not one bit.
Design them better too.
I don't disagree with
Beast
that.
Wars.
I don't disagree.
Do you find out about that Beast Wars? If it was American design, remember you?
Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Wish for that giant. That giant
just
ugly
Beast
thing.
Wars.
In general, the fucking ugly ass, dumb ass,
oh.
Fucking stupid, fucking childish
dude,
designs.
Dude, calm down.
He hates
bro.
It. I hate it too.
I
though.
Hate Beast Wars.
Calm down, bro. What about Beast Machines? You okay?
Better.
Even worse.
No, design wise is better because it's not organic.
Look at Megatron in this cape.
Well, I'm not saying it's good.
No.
I'm saying it's better.
Okay.
Didn't Rhinox become a bad guy?
I don't know.
Dinobot became a good guy. That I know.
Wasn't Dinobot always a good guy?
No,
he was a bad guy.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even fucking know.
Yeah. He turned into a velociraptor.
Dude, that raptor is stupid.
Changed his ways.
No. I mean, no.
All right. So we got some Patreon comments I want to read. Mike T, he said, I wish we could have seen the Snyder version of this movie. Overall, it's not as good as I thought it would be, but maybe after more views that might change. But he really wants to see the Snyder cut.
Yeah.
John F.
Do you feel that if we never see the Snyder cut, that'll always be like a black dot in your life? Like, dude, fuck. I never really get to see this good vision.
No.
Or is this good enough?
It's good enough.
Okay.
It's not what I want. I want the Snyder cut.
Is this the one you deserve?
No, I deserve better. But it's good enough. It's good enough.
But isn't it like, if they do, okay, release the Snyder, and it's better.
Isn't it like...
I'm concerned
I'm
with this.
I'm listening.
Because BVS had a better home release, right?
You
got the shitty version in the theater, which got bad reputation, right? So you got a better Snyder cut, and then the movie, the theater version would seem to be lesser. Like, it's shooting yourself in the foot because people will be like, well, the better version will come out later.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a valid point.
That's
like,
a valid point.
Like
that's
time.
A valid point. Yeah.
But that's dude, Warner Brothers needs to get their head out of their ass.
They just need to sell it. They just need to sell it to Disney.
Dude, can you imagine? Dude.
Disney owns my childhood.
And then, like, the next thing is, like, we, like, wake up the next morning, we're like, you know, because today we find out they bought Batman, Superman, the whole bit, and we wake up the next morning, it's like, Disney bought Donald Trump.
I'm not for sale. This is going to be great. Sales are going to go through the roof.
John F., he said, great listen. You guys sold me on Justice League. Going to take my daughter to see it tomorrow since she's out of school. Oh, shit. Should I have started my first Patreon comment as what podcast is this? Every fucking day that guy, because we're talking about that guy on my YouTube, keeps making the most random-ass questions.
Yeah.
Like,
which movie is that?
Yeah, what game is this from? When the title of the video is... Street Fighter V Ryu from Storm Collectibles.
Dude, I gotta admit something. That guy's me. Just fucking with you.
Yeah.
you know, I should put a little joke on Bobby. It'd be fun. It'd be fun to pull up in the podcast, like get him all revved up. But you know, I'm just too lazy. Just too lazy to do that. It's not worth my time.
You know? John F. I appreciate your YouTube comments too, man. Like you usually have some pretty insightful stuff that you put on there. Paul C. wrote on Patreon, he said, I normally don't care about the early release, so to speak, episodes, as I like to get you the iTunes downloads, but for this one in particular, I am so thankful. As I have a very long drive to Michigan on Wednesday afternoon, having this early is really going to help my drive in my Black Friday shopping. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because I actually released that episode on Sunday. So the episode that's supposed to be coming out today came out on Thursday on Patreon.
Right.
And then this episode, which is coming out next week, should I push it out today?
I would wait till Sunday. I'm scheduled for Sunday.
Too early?
Too early.
Because then it'll be too long without content.
Yeah.
For people.
Well, I mean, maybe they want it now.
But then it'll be a week and a half with nothing.
They got two this week. Two.
So, all right, and that concludes that. So back to notes. In terms of Star Wars, we have some bitter news.
Ooh.
And it's not really that bitter. I just like the sound of it in the title of the notes. But Phil Lord and Chris Miller comment on being fired from the Han Solo movie.
It seemed pretty mundane.
Yeah, it was. It says, unfortunately, our vision and process weren't aligned with our partners on this project. So that's a creative difference. That's what they said initially. So now they've come back and said, the experience of shooting the movie was wonderful. We had the most incredible cast and crew and collaborators. I think in terms of us leaving the project, I think everybody went in with really good intentions, and our approach to make the movie was different than theirs. That was a really big gap to bridge, and it proved too big. Sometimes people break up, and it's really sad, and it's really disappointing, but it happens, and we learn a lot from it. From our collaborators, and we're better filmmakers for it. We're really proud of the work we did on this movie. We wish everybody the best.
Sounds good.
We're super well adjusted, obviously. We're doing great. We're super drunk right now.
Nice.
As Phil said, we had such a great relationship with cast and crew. We were really rooting for them. After we took a much-needed vacation, we got back into it, and now we're writing and producing a sequel to the Lego movie and producing a Miles Morales animated Spider-Man. But then Clone High writer and collaborator Bill Lawrence said, they're really generous and nice. I hope that movie shoots just the bed.
Oh, Han Solo?
Yeah.
Wow.
But somebody, I was listening to another podcast, and they said...
Will you stop plugging other podcasts?
Not plugging them.
Jesus not plugging Christ. Them. This will be the third one.
Not plugging them. Not saying. I'm not even going to say the name. I was just getting ready to say it. I'm not going to say the name. But they made a good point. They were like...
Are they paying our bills, these other podcasts?
That's why I'm not saying their name.
Are they paying our bills?
That's why I'm not saying their name.
All right. Let's make sure so, that we're here with this.
I'm here. All so right. He said, this guy on there was like...
Also, I left a little bit of coffee in there. It's all grounds.
Perfect.
So I just want to make sure this is good on record.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Yeah,
it's like a teaspoon.
You muscled your way through it. There's a good bit of information where he was like, I'm really excited about Last Jedi. And they were like, well, you know, cool, like we all are, but he was like, no, I'm more excited about this Star Wars movie than I have about Star Wars in a long time. Well, why? And he's like, because they parted with Josh Trank before they got a fucking chance to get down. They parted with, or they brought in a separate director for Rogue One. They fired fired Phil Lord and Chris Miller from Han Solo, and then they broke off the deal with Trevor, whatever his name is, Colin Trevor, for Episode 9, and got JJ to do it. But Rian Johnson did 8, and they were like, you know what? You're getting 3 of your own.
Wow, yeah. That's a valid point.
Yeah. So that did make me like, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
That's a good point.
Moving on to the next news. Let's see what the name of the news is for this bit of news. Oh. Fox News.
Nice.
So we got
my favorite kind of news.
So we got some information on the crystal foxes.
So articulate.
Or what people have been calling the crystal foxes.
Their range are great.
So Star Wars had an Entertainment Weekly spread this week.
So is this Fox and their friends?
So it says the creature is known as a Vulptex. I'm not crazy about that name. A pack of them would be Vulptuses.
It sounds like Pokemon.
Star Wars fans already know them as the Crystal Foxes, but they don't know much else about these secretive beings. These inhabitants of the mineral-rich world of Krait run across the salt flains and burrow deep within the crevices of this former hideout of the Rebel Alliance, which in galactic lore dates back to the events of the original trilogy. In the decades since, they have come to roam free from these abandoned structures. The Vulptuses stand as proof that even the most inhospitable worlds can harbor life. As part of EW's cover story, the idea is that these wonderful sort of feral creatures had lived on this planet and had consumed the planet's surface, and as such had become crystalline. Crystal glass chandeliers and the sort of luminosity and elements of refraction they create.
That's a Vulpix from Pokemon.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh yeah, but that is crazy. That is crazy.
That's why I was like, wait a minute.
That is crazy.
I wonder if it's a nod of the head.
Yeah.
With Johnson's
nod of the head. The old nod of the head.
Yeah. To the
back. To the back. It's like that's a Matthew Deluxe ball one. Yeah. What is it?
dinner tonight.
Okay. And then we have picture news. I don't know if you guys saw these. There was Entertainment Weekly had a bunch of them. I just put
I can't picture it in my mind.
I just put a few in there that I thought were the more highlighted ones, the more interesting ones. One was Luke and Leia standing together in the Falcon.
Yeah, it looked good.
Rey with Kylo behind her.
And then now, are they in Snoke's chambers?
That's my.
But see, there's no red on the wall.
My guess is it's on the opposite wall. Like Snoke is here, and the red is behind him.
At him.
Yeah. And then big angry Snoke face. So
you realize it's 3 weeks away, right?
That's crazy.
I know, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. Okay, you ready for this one? This one's good.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
You seen all the hotels and such?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, you might be interested. I have some circus news. okay, so Andy Serkis, also in that Entertainment Weekly article, talked a good bit about Snoke. Had some pretty interesting shit to say. His training of Kylo Ren is not yielding what he wants. Therefore, his anger towards Kylo Ren is intensified because he can't bear weakness in others. Part of the manipulation is goading him and Hux and playing them off of each other.
Mm-hmm. Which makes more sense now.
Mm-hmm.
We see in the first film.
The thing about Snoke is that he's extremely strong with the Force, the dark side of the Force. He's terribly powerful, of course. He also rides a horse. And when he goes on vacation, people call him a tourist.
That was the worst.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
He has suffered, and he has suffered injury. The way that his malevolence comes out and is in reaction to that. His hatred of the Resistance is fueled by what happened to him personally. You witness his physicality. His body is kind of twisted up like a corkscrew, and so he has limited movement, and his aggression and his anger is contained and restricted by that physicality.
Hmm.
The only thing I did use was across the jaw. My jaw is completely mangled, and the left side of his face is mauled, so I had a way of taping down the left-hand side of my mouth to restrict the lip movement on the side. Snoke's shattered skull and open jaw were inspired by something real from our own world. His deformity is very much based on injuries from the First World War from the trenches.
Cool.
But that's fucking Andy Serkis being the goddamn man.
Yeah.
I don't think he has enough awards.
I agree. Yeah. Get that man some plaques.
Yeah.
No, give him an Oscar.
Yeah, or a little golden man. And then the last thing is
milk chocolate on the inside.
And the last thing is spotted news. This TV spots. Did you see the Resistance? The Rey Resist.
Yeah.
Dude, that music, man. And I think that's score music, because I think it's a, like, we'll listen to it real quick. I think it's an interpretation of Rey's theme. You know, like her theme starts off with bum 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 bum. You know, and if you listen at those first notes, bum 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 bum, I think that is this.
Like Harvey Weinstein, reach out. What do you feel?
That shit's.
It's calling me, or he's calling me.
I got fucking goosebumps.
You've watched that too many times, bro. Is he saying he's calling me, or it's calling me?
I said, when Luke says this, I feel like I'm in there. I'm reaching out.
He said that to me. I was at his house the other day, and he was like, dude, he said.
Wait, you went to his house?
Yeah, to do the cribs.
Oh, shit.
Should be up Saturday, I'm hoping.
How'd it go?
It went well. It was hard because he has so many reflective surfaces. I had to wear the mask while I was filming it.
Mm.
You know, like, everything is a goddamn mirror over there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should call him Joe Vane.
For the figures. My figure.
Ooh, that's what you did there.
And that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Questions?
It's an extremely short episode.
How short is
questions?
It?
It's not even 120 minutes. I mean, it's not even an hour and 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? It's 12:30. How did that happen?
How can that be possible?
I don't,
did we lose something?
I don't think so.
We don't have any questions this week?
No.
Really? Super early.
Oh yeah. Super early. We gave
Today's episode just went up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, sometimes you get a short one, guys.
Well,
not my experience, but
let me look through. Let me just double check. Let me just double check.
I need to start writing stuff down because I start having questions for you guys.
Yeah.
But I think I remember, but I never did.
I do have an answer to one of the questions. Yes, you need to go see Justice League in the theater
when it streams.
Oh my god!
I can't help it. I can't help not having interest in something.
Oh, new TV spot.
Oh, for Star Wars?
Yep.
Oh, God. I'm trying to stay away from this shit.
No. Stop. We're not watching on your little ass fucking screen that can't... Bobby's screen, you can't turn sideways to watch it.
I don't know why he doesn't.
It's very short.
Because he's obnoxious. Let me just watch it at the same time.
Oh, looks like there's another one. Looks like maybe two.
Another? Wow. Justice League 13 on Wednesday? What did I just request?
You don't like
it? Dude.
Reaction video.
All right, where's that? Share it.
Hold on. Let me see if
I... Dude, I gotta say, this Star Trek looks good.
It looks fucking good. I need to watch it.
Yeah, no, I'm like...
Dude, I mean, it's real short, man.
God, it's so small.
Is there another one?
That's it. No, it's the same one. Just they shared it twice to this page.
You want to talk about your pre-orders, Bobby?
It's basement talk, Joe.
We're in the basement.
Hold on one second. Let me get through this. But yeah, that fucking shit. That shit looks good. So for that, that's a TV spot that just aired, and it has Chewie knocking a Porg off the front of the Falcon, which I love. That's Star Wars cuteness done right.
Yeah.
You know?
Not Jar Jar.
It's BBA giving the thumbs up. You know? What do you got?
I'm trying to see if there's anything else that's populated here recently. I don't see anything interesting. God damn it, Cal.
Blum, 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 blum.
All right, guys. Keep those stashes nice and clean and crisp. Brush them out. Trim them up. And we'll see you next week. Great tits.
Happy labias.
Tight dick player. Give a head of the nod to it.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.